This is TWiT.
Samsung started at the beginning with the most important piece easily, the Galaxy Fold, which will be available April 26th. It is, yes, a folding phone, a front screen, little small 4-inch front screen that opens up to a 7-inch screen. And there's a handoff so that whatever you're looking at the front screen, if it's a map, as they demonstrated, you'll open up and the map will be full screen on the 7-inch screen. I thought it looked great.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was going to make fun of it. I was all ready to, and then I got a little bit of lust.
Then, of course, they announced the price, $1,980, and people choked. But I think Samsung secretly went, yeah, choke, because if you think about it, they already said it's a luxury device.
Oh, yeah.
People will buy it. It's such a distinctive phone. They want everybody to know it's $2,000 because if you have that phone, it's a status item, right? If you open it up, everybody knows you spent $2,000.
Plus, it costs a lot to make.
Yeah, and I don't think $2,000 is actually that far out of the park, especially if it's a replacement for your computer. And that's what phones are becoming rapidly, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't... really?
No, well, I mean, I know a lot of people looking at it saying, I want it, and it's out of my reach because it's so expensive.
Dude, I mean, like, in a normal house where you have a computer at your job, people still mostly have computers unless they're in, like, a weird field, maybe design or something. Every home still has a computer unless you're... I know every...
No, millennials may not, though, remember? This is
no, because if you still have to write something or do anything, you have to do it on a computer. I am asking. I'm thinking this through. I'm like,
I think you might be... That might be old. A generational gulf.
I might be
old, Stacey. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say
my daughter spends a lot of time on her computer. I mean, I'm willing for that to change, but...
She's a student. But once you're not a student, you're not writing papers, you're not doing homework. I think it's already the case that we all... And I bet you're included in this, spend much more time on the mobile version of our computers than on the desktop versions. Maybe not because you're a writer.
Right. But I do see your, I'm just, wow.
Welcome to the new world.
No, I'm just thinking about like paying bills or like buying stuff. I mean, yes, I buy stuff on my phone too, but like,
they demonstrated a 3-pane interface. So you have tiled windows. And it looked pretty easy to swap the windows around.
A keyboard, if you want.
I'm sure there's a keyboard available. Yeah.
I mean, I cleaned up my office. Doesn't look good. And it looks better.
It looks completely different.
It does. I was wondering. I was laughing because I'm like, what'd you find, Jeff?
So I found my. I think it was Trio owned by Palm. For
yeah.
A while.
Yes.
So I found my Trio.
Well, they weren't owned by Palm, Trio. But they did the Palm OS.
Well, I think it was my Trio. I can't even tell. But the point is having it's the keyboard on it. Palm, I thought how I addicted remember. We were and how keyboards
yeah, it's Palm.
Have become less and less and less important. And also in a less text-based world. I mean, paying bills, Stacey, that's point and click. It's writing shit stuff. Sorry.
well, you might. It just depends what you write.
Yeah.
So I thought really like interesting on this, and this isn't the folding phone. They show this on the S10. Was it's essentially an Instagram, dedicated Instagram device. In fact, they had the CEO of Instagram, longtime Facebooker, Masseri, come up on stage. And they showed how quick it was to share directly to Instagram without even opening the app. And, of course, Samsung took some heat, has taken some heat in years past because you can't uninstall the Facebook app. Now you, I'm sure, will be unable to uninstall the Instagram app. And that's very interesting. That's an interesting play. So Samsung is looking at how people use phones. Remember, as a South Korean company, they may have culturally a different point of view. In Japan,
everybody laughed when the phablet came out.
Right.
Everybody said, oh, those weird Koreans, only they will use it in the world. Nobody's going to want a big phone.
That's the best analogy. And in fact, I bought the first Note, fell in love with it, have owned every Note since. People laughed at me. I put the Note to my head.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, I think
they'd
I did
say,
too.
What's that? You put that piece of lumber you're holding up. But I loved it. And so I do think this is going to be. I poo-pooed folding phones right up until this demo.
Yeah.
I thought they were awesome.
Oh. There you go.
I thought folding phones were awesome. I was waiting for this, and I'm like, you guys were all like, oh, man. I'm like, let's see. But
you were right.
I'm still stuck on this idea of computing. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about like, oh, how do you book travel? How do you, but well, again,
maybe you're right that, the only reason I brought that up is because $2,000 is such a, that's the price of a laptop.
Well, yes. I'm like, you know what we need? We need another generation on this show. We need a millennial. Well, not even, we need a young millennial.
Yeah, I bet you Henry, this would be, he'd be happy with this. Although he does.
Did Henry watch? Was he around?
He did watch, I think. He is around.
I'm curious what his review is.
He does use a MacBook for video editing. And of course, he works in sales, sure. So he's doing a lot of stuff with spreadsheets and presentations.
And I watch a bunch of kids like in college and that sort of thing. They use MacBooks or laptops as their video consumption device.
Absolutely. But wasn't it the case that in Japan, personal computer ownership was much lower than in the West, and they had, as a result, much smarter phones earlier? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the case in Korea, South Korea.
Japan and Korea, well, Korea has a wonderful mobile infrastructure and carriers that are very innovative. So unlike ours that are nickel and dime us for everything, Korea's have been... South Korea.
Well, that's another point, because they spent a lot of time at the end of the show talking about 5G. They're going to have 2 5G ready phones available soon. You can pre-order the 5G Galaxy 10 in a month. No, not even
this
a month.
This was 5G. Where is 5G really installed?
Well, it isn't really. That's my first thing as well. Who cares? Nobody can get it. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's a very parochial point of view, because of course 5G is widespread in South Korea.
It is. Okay.
5G. Is it?
I think so.
I didn't know if it was yet.
Furthermore,
I don't know if it's that widespread. I mean,
more widespread than here, which is
zero.
Yeah, we don't have any 5G.
One estimate is by 2023, an entire 32% of the U.S. population will have access to 5G, but in 2 years, one third.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So, as of December, South Korea launches 5G, but only for enterprise users initially. But they're anticipating.
Furthermore. Pardon me?
Because didn't Qualcomm just launch their 5G mobile chip that's actually reasonable for the phone?
Yeah, I suspect that might be the chip they're waiting on.
I mean, that just happened this week.
Right. Furthermore, what Chinese giant makes 5G gear that is currently being spanked all around the world?
Oh.
Huawei. And I thought, well, gee, this almost sounds like Samsung might make 5G networking gear for carriers. They do.
So it's a competitive opportunity to grab some market share.
Oh, so 5G mobile routers and 5G, let's see, the SK, South Korea telecom provider, offers 5G. There's actually two service providers. They both have spectrum. I guess it's coming soon. Sooner there than here. I'm not clear outside of
industry. You got to figure out if it's mobile 5G. Or if it's just them using 5G like Verizon.
They plan to provide enterprise customers with 5G in Busan, Incheon, Daegu, Daejeon.
That's fixed.
That's enterprise.
That's fixed.
Guangzhou, and Ulsan.
Yeah, that's fixed mobile. Fixed wireless.
Yeah, but you're right. And in fact, we have fixed wireless, not the same standard, but we have fixed wireless in the U.S. as well in enterprise.
Right. Well, we have fixed wireless 5G. That's what Verizon's offering people right now.
That's right.
But it's not
their 5G.
It's not
our.
It's not the 3GPP standard that is used by cellular carriers.
Oh, I love it when you guys geek out.
It's not geek. It's just accuracy.
Yes.
Sorry. That was like the nerdiest thing I think I've ever said.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm not being accurate. Excuse me.
I'm going to be pedantic for a moment.
Excuse me. This is not pedantry. This is accuracy.